My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. A weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon. Through provocative opinions, seductive humor, candor, and song.
My name's Velocity Child. You're listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. And got a nice stoner crew here tonight.
I just said, now that you said song in the intro, I just want to be like, gotta dance!
That's Juliet Jeske.
Charles in charge of my lives and my nights.
Sin Appeal.
Scott Baio.
And I don't sing, so I'll just dance.
Okay, yeah. Cher Noble. Dancing on the ball chair. The bouncy, bouncy ball chair.
Oh, Cher, before I screw this up, male or female pronouns?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Because I know you kind of don't care. You kind of use both.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did try wanting to become schizophrenic, so it all works.
I understand.
A gender for every personality.
Yeah.
Cher, I'll let the audience know, Cher is my favorite drag queen. But the reason why I asked about pronouns is right now Cher is not in drag, so it just kind of like my head gets all like, what?
And Cher is rocking some scruff.
I was
love
originally considering coming in drag just for the hell of it.
But I like how your version of drag is my favorite version of drag, because you do like hairy chests, but then like padded hips. It's like,
right.
I love it.
A little bit of everything.
I know, I love it.
And cosmetic extreme.
Yes.
There's a little bit of makeup sometimes.
Yeah. You have like an entire makeup store on your face. You're like, I just went to Ricky's and said, yes.
I want the outfits. No, Cher Noble's outfits.
I can't.
Oh, the fashions.
I love
her
so much. I'm going to say her, because now I'm thinking of you in drag, so I say her.
Right.
But yes. My favorite piece of yours was, I've told you this, was your crochet penis piece.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's favorite ones.
And what is that song? It's like, my dick, right?
Christine, Fix My Dick.
So fucking funny. And you just like have this little sachet, and then you have this enormous crochet penis at the end that you're like slapping around, and I'm like, my tears. The first time I saw that, I was like literally laughing so hard, I was crying.
I liked Emotional Rescue. I like that piece.
Oh, that was Captain
Ahab. I found this, by the way, and thought of you, Cher Noble. Because I love your mermaid piece. And I do have a crocheted tail.
Mermaid tail away.
It's kind of like a crocheted mermaid tail.
Is it a
so funny?
No, it's like you flip it your legs inside.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
That's
you can like throw a zipper on it.
Sure.
Right?
Hilarious. Oh, can I just this
so crocheted mermaid tail.
The
that's
last
yours.
Time I'm just gonna warn everybody.
I have 2 days off now.
I had a really funny, the last time I was at my OBGYN was the a morning after I'd shot Fallen Woman, and when she was talking to me about drugs and smoking, I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, you don't smoke? And I'm like, no. And then she's like, really? And I'm like, I just shot a radio show, I'm sorry, it wasn't me, there were people in the room. Because I'm like, no judgment. They would just crack me up because she's like, no, you can get a heart attack if I put you on hormones and you're a smoker. And I'm like, but I'm not. But my coat apparently smelled like cigarettes, so I just thought it was funny.
You're welcome.
You guys made me seem more dangerous than I actually am. Yeah. She's like, I can't give you the estrogen if you smoke. Like, give me the estrogen, please. Give it to me. I love it.
They're serious about
it's just
that.
The pill. It's just the pill. It's not a big deal. But I don't smoke, so I'm okay.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. Love it.
And right. GoFundMe.
Yeah, we're talking about GoFundMe. Okay. I'll let you start on this one, because I... Yeah.
Yeah, family.
They've become more, what's the word, ubiquitous, more frequent, and some of them are, you know, for lack of a better word, tacky. I really do feel like some sort of art project where there's a tangible product that everyone can share in, whether it's a short film, or t-shirts, or pottery,
music video,
a play,
an
album,
things like that, where everyone can share in this art form and feel like they contributed to something.
Yeah,
you know, wonderful. Not, you know what? I think I want to go back to school, and you know what? Nobody's gonna give me money, and I don't feel like taking out a loan. GoFundMe. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. My favorite one was a comedian. I had met him once, and I didn't really know him, and I was just kind of like, okay, whatever. And like a month later, I was like, is this a joke? Is this a parody? And then I read it, I was like, no, he's completely legitimately earnest. And it literally was, help me pay my back rent. Why did I miss my rent? I was just irresponsible. And it
wow.
I wanted to be like, dude, just move out of New York. You can't handle it. And he actually raised the money. And I was just shocked. And it wasn't like, I'm going to have a rent party. You know how people used to do, I'm going to throw a rent party and charge at the door. That's kind of an old, it's like old as the wood, you know, old as the hills. And illegal, but people used to do it all the time. No. This was, I'm literally going to just beg my friends to get me out of this financial bind that I'm in because I'm a fuck up. And I'm like, yeah, no. And then, like, he got the money, he and his roommates, and then they like, paid off the landlord or something. And then, like, maybe a year later, he moved out of New York. And I'm like, yeah, I think that's probably the best. He, like, moved to Texas. And I'm like, yeah. And I totally wanted to make fun of it on Facebook, but I'm like, I just don't need that enemy. There's no reason. So I let it go, but...
Yes, she's your balance.
But this doesn't mean if something terrible and unforeseen happens that you can't ask people to help with your medical expenses,
accident.
Or an accident,
yeah.
or thing, or, you know,
well, that's reaching out to your community in times of crisis.
Blew up your
yeah.
apartment and you're homeless for a bit.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm not talking about that stuff.
It's just like you're begging for stuff that you should pay for. You know, it's like...
Exactly.
I had to go through hell to go to college. I had to do work study and I had to take out loans.
I've seen a couple of plastic surgery.
Oh, God.
I feel...
That's it. Yeah.
Another... It's
I think it's okay.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Sure.
Yeah,
point counterpoint.
Point counterpoint.
It's okay if you think it's okay. I just... There's so much of it.
Like,
I'm not giving it.
Personally, I hate it. I've never donated to a GoFundMe, but I feel like I only hate it out of jealousy. Because I would never ask the world to pay for something that I want, but the emotion that I get when I see someone doing that, I feel is more jealousy than, like, thinking that I'm
okay. I just think it's
tacky.
Bad taste. It's like, here's a parallel, not quite the same thing. I once got this. I had done a benefit for like something pretty horrific. Somebody was sick or somebody died. Something pretty horrible. Can't remember, but it was LGBT related, and it was a pretty traumatic thing, and it was years ago. And then I think somebody died. It was pretty bad. Anyway, it was somebody I knew well, yada yada. Then about 6 months later, I get this email, and this is pretty fun. This was so crazy. And this woman's like, yeah, Juliet, I saw you did this benefit. So, Well, can you do my benefit? And I'm like, what? What's the cause? And she goes, it's the Young Naturalist Society. And I go, oh, okay. So I look up Young Naturalist Society, and I just kind of go, oh, my God. And Young Naturalist Society is a nudist, like, club for people under the age of 35. And I thought, did you, okay, that is not a charity, number one. Number two, I'm over 35, so I couldn't even be part of your group. And when I look at your website, it says, you know, healthy nudity for leisure, and it's non-sexual. And I'm like, leisure is in the website. Like, you're not a charity. Like, if I was a nudist, if I was a young naturalist, it would be appropriate to ask me to do your benefits work for free. But you're asking me to work for free for a charity I'm not involved in that wouldn't even allow me to be a member of.
Yeah.
And it is clearly not a needy organization, because I was like, well, what does somebody go to? And she's like, it goes to our website. I'm like, it costs $100 to host a website. I know, because I host three. So that's not a lot of money. You probably have dues. I'm just going on a, you don't, I'm not doing your charity. But like, I didn't come at her that hard. I just said, oh, I can't do it. But then, and then she's like friends with me on Facebook. She's probably not listening to this, so I think that's okay. Although somebody might be and go, oh my God, she made fun of the Young Naturalist Society. I'm not really making fun of them. I don't care if people want to be nudists.
I don't care if you make fun of them, though. Why not?
Why not?
It's
I just
America.
I just don't get why you thought you're needy. I mean, like, I could ask for cancer patients and for my face painting. I could ask to do stuff for cancer, AIDS,
Down
you know.
Syndrome.
Sure, not yes, but it'll happen. But like, you name the disease, I've been asked to work for them. And like, it's sort of like I've been asked to work for, my other favorite non-charity is a, this one I get at least a couple times a year. Can you do a benefit for my child's preschool? And I kind of go, okay. And then I look it up and it's like just a rich person's private preschool. And I'm like, how is this a charity? Is this for a scholarship program? No. It's just for the preschool that you're paying $30,000 a year for. Why am I working for free for you? No. Like, it's like, I work for Coney Island, USA, and I work for political campaigns. That's it. I don't do anything else for free because it's like, it's never ending. But, like, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, the Young Naturalists, we need your money. Donate. No, you don't, actually. You actually, where's the money? It's not going for clothing, is it? It's not going for clothing. It's not going for laundry. No. Dry cleaning, no. It's just going so you could go on camp and have a vacation. I'd like a vacation.
In the nude.
In the nude. I don't care if they're in the nude, but it's just, you're not a charity. Just,
well, and you were doing something today, in fact, right? For the
I
AIDS
was
walk.
Working for AIDS, and this is a paid position, but the way they have the money to pay us is it's through corporate sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
So corporate sponsorship pays for the employees to physically go out and do this work. And they do have volunteers too, they just don't have enough volunteers. And then the corporate sponsorship pays for the materials, the flyers, the posters. But 100% of the money from AIDS Walk goes to people with AIDS, 100%. So, you know, if you sponsor somebody for AIDS Walk and they raise $1,000, 100% of that will go to somebody with AIDS. So it's just that, you know, so people think, oh, you're getting paid for AIDS Walk. I'm like, yeah, but it's not really what you think. So anyway, I have been going all over the city getting promotional materials out for AIDS Walk. And generally speaking, people are pretty nice.
Nail Nazis.
Yes. The one place that we, because we all kind of chat at the end of our shift a little bit as we're filling out our paperwork. The one place that we've all grown like a little terrified of now are nail salons, because you have to open the door to the business and say, hi, I'm here from AIDS Walk New York. And then you whip out your promotional materials. Can we leave any of these with you? Most people say yes. And the nail salons, my favorite was, they generally won't take it and they won't even look up at you. And my favorite one was, the last one was, I walked into this nail salon, I was like, hi, you know, and this woman with like a mask over her face, you know, like the dust mask.
Yes.
Literally looked over at me, scowled, and went right back to work. And the woman, she was doing her nails, kind of looked at me like, what? And she was kind of like, that was kind of rude. And I said, I'm just here with AIDS Walk New York. Okay, well, you don't have to acknowledge me or anything. I'll just go. Don't you worry. I'm going to leave now. And the woman was just like cracking up laughing. and how absurd this was. Yeah, they're the meanest. They're
church giggles, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, eh, I don't want to go in the nail salon. So, because most places, a lot of places will just say no, and they kind of are rude, but the nail people, like, I'm worried they're going to, like, throw something at me. They're like, how dare you? But I had this great interaction today.
In Brooklyn.
In Bay Ridge. I had walked by a grocery store called Brooklyn Market, and I'd asked somebody, oh, can I talk to the manager? Blah, 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 AIDS walk. And they'd given me like an assistant manager. I didn't know that. They said, no, we can't leave anything out. I said, okay, no problem. And they keep walking. And a couple blocks later, I go into this like dive bar, and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's these two guys drinking. And
old white dudes?
Two old white dudes. One's like pushing 80. One's in his 40s or 50s. And I'm like talking to the bartender, and I'm like, oh, I've got this stuff for AIDS walk. And he says, yeah, you can leave it. And then the older white guy starts saying kind of disparaging things about gay people. And everybody just looks like kind of mortified. But he's ancient, so you're kind of like, well. And then the younger guy goes, hey, dude. He's like, hey, knock it off. Let's not go there. And he goes, nothing wrong with being gay. And then I'm like, okay. And he goes, and my sister, she died of AIDS. And then everybody just goes, oh. And he goes, yeah. She was one of like the first cases where they figured out you could get it through a blood transfusion. I was a kid at the time. And she weighed 75 pounds. She weighed 72 pounds when she died. It was horrible. And I'm just like, oh. And he goes, hey, did you go to Brooklyn Market? It's a couple blocks from here. And I go, yeah, but they couldn't take it. You know, it's a corporate, blah, blah, blah. He goes, give me a second. Whips out his phone. I hear him on the phone. He's like, yeah. She's going to go down. You meet her at the door. He goes, turns to me and he goes, you go down to Brooklyn Market. You ask for Vincent. He will meet you at the door. They will take care of you. I'm like, okay. So I turn around and go down the two blocks and go into Brooklyn Market. There's Vincent, the head manager. And he's like, sorry about the misunderstanding. What do you got? And I show him, and I whip out the huge stand. It's like pretty obnoxious. It's like 2.5 feet tall. And he goes, I got just the place for it. And he finds this place. It's like on the stairwell up to the office in front of all the counters. Like, so everybody can see this. And he goes, you put it up there. You give me extra cards. Use anything for my friend Joe. So I put like double the cards in. And I'm like, oh my God. And I like walk out of the store and I'm just like, oh, because it was just like, I've met people with the virus doing it. Like when I'm walking around, I've met people who say, I'm HIV positive. Thank you for doing this. And I'm like, oh, you know, I've hugged people. One guy was telling me about his whole journey with it and how his partner has it too. And his partner goes to Gay Men's Health Crisis, which is who hires me. And then he goes to a place in Brooklyn. I'm not sure why they don't go to the same place, but they don't. And he was like going on and on. But this was the first time I've met somebody who was like, yeah, my sister died from a blood transfusion and she was really young and they didn't even know you could get it that way. And I was just like, I just hit like a truck. Because, you know, it's like, wow. And that's like classic old school Brooklyn. And you could just like make a call. You know, like, what? You know, like, I got this guy. His name's Vincent. He'll take care of you, you know? And how he shut up the other guy who was like making these rude remarks about gay people. Because he's like, it affects a lot more people than gay people. There's nothing wrong with being gay. I'm like, oh, I want to hug you. Yeah, it was amazing. It was like, and I, of course, told everybody when I got back.
Total
like,
New York moment.
Total New York moment. It's a beautiful moment. And it's a great thing, too, to see how people react to AIDS now in 2017. I get almost, with a few exceptions, nothing but love. People are just like, yes, put that in the window. Yes, we want to support AIDS walking remarks. So it's great. Instead of like, I had like a couple older people who went, and they just see the word AIDS, and I'm like, oh, shut
Mickey,
up.
I'm fascinated by Mickey.
Oh, turtle?
Our turtle.
I want some turtle soup, Mickey. I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. I wouldn't eat a turtle under any circumstance. But
I've had it once a long time ago.
Cannibal.
It was before I had Mickey.
Okay.
I would compare it to like clam chowder.
Creepy.
And kind of that texture.
I met somebody who is a dog owner. This one was weird. And mm-hmm. She had gone to China. And she said so flippantly, she's like, oh yeah, I had a dog when I was over there. I'm like, you own a dog? She's like, oh yeah, but you know, I didn't really think about it. Yeah, they just said, hey, what's your dog? And I was like, yeah, like, you know, YOLO. And I'm just like, oh, I hate you. YOLO. And I'm like, what's wrong
what,
with
okay.
you?
Catch me up.
This is American. He
what
not
does
like,
YOLO mean?
You only live once.
What?
You only live once. So YOLO. YOLO.
Seize the day.
You know, it's like somebody offered you human flesh, but you'd be like, YOLO.
Are you guys
I've always
11?
Wanted to try human flesh.
Oh my God, Cher.
A nice, like, runner's calf looks delicious.
Like, I get, like, if you were Chinese and you grew up in China, eating dog, it's different.
A friend of mine told me once to
okay
eat the cheeks.
It's okay in a plane crash in
the
Andes.
Yeah, the cheeks.
Right? And you slice
that prosciutto
up. Yeah, I think so.
It'd be
it's
like
you're American and you own a dog.
Overtime.
Come on. Well, yeah, if you, there are rules. If you are on a flight and you get crashed in the Andes.
Prosciutto.
Sure, yeah. Then we just eat you.
Yeah. We
I don't have enough meat, though. I wouldn't
we would.
You're pretty skinny.
Eat all of you.
You are a slender.
I'd make a nice broth.
Share, if you were a straight man.
You'd
you would
make
be
a bone broth
okay
out of you.
My friends who know me well know that I kind of have a body type situation that I'm preference for.
Share, run.
And
run right
now,
Cher
is gay. I don't. Cher is gay. But if Cher was straight, I'd be like,
run.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
she'd Cher be all over you.
If you were straight, but it's so
on
obvious.
That couch.
On that, I know on that couch. We discussed this. That's what we were. Okay. This is where dear listeners, we had a conversation before this where someone we know we won't mention her name. It's not worth it.
We're not.
There was somebody that was much younger than us was going on and on about this amazing sex she had with this guy who was a total horrible human being, and I thought to myself,
douche canoe.
Dear. When you meet that combo, you just fuck them once. That's it. And then you're like, see ya.
Yeah, it's just a bad date.
It's just a bad date. And then you move on. You don't just keep going back for seconds and like, I know he insults me and he tears me down. He steals
and
my money.
He cheats on me.
And he cheats on
me.
Disrespects me. Gets me banned from my workplace. But, you know, the sex is good. You can have great sex with a lot of assholes. So just have great sex with somebody else.
It's a one-off.
It's a one-off. I've had great sex with horrible people.
That's like Tinder.
And then you just never see them again.
Like, exactly. It's just like Tinder.
It's like, well, I can tell right now that you're nuts, so we'll just
yeah
say
yeah
see ya. And because I'm old and better and jaded.
But everybody knows crazy fucks best.
It's kind of true.
It does.
It's kind of true.
Crazy fucks best.
Because it's like you don't know what the hell it's going to do. Crazy,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, passionate.
Crazy. But then you're like, I don't need that.
I'm sure you must be loving Miss Uber Bay.
Which one's Uber Bay?
She was like trending a lot this week.
Uber Bay.
None of you have heard about Uber Bay?
I've been working every freaking day this week, so I don't know what else.
Oh, man, it's so up your alley,
Julia. We can talk about Melania.
It's kind of in that category, in a way, actually. Yeah, Uber.
Poor Melania. What?
She Uber
Bay. Uber Bay.
Uber Bay is the best. There she is. Uber Bay. Love her.
I don't know what Uber Bay means.
It is so good. It's this girl, woman, excuse me, on... on a
oh, wait.
Twitter.
Did she drive her boyfriend's second
yes
piece that's to his house?
Yes, she
that's okay.
She
I
works for
this
Uber.
Mm-hmm. This is a true story.
And though, but the details are even crazier.
She like is an Uber driver, and so
here's all the tweets.
Drove
the story.
Second, her boyfriend's side piece to her boyfriend's house, like not knowing that this was her boyfriend's side piece.
Yeah, she said, my man told me he was going to New York to see his mom. She's in the hospital. He had luggage packed and everything. I stayed with him the night before. My man told me he was going... Wait. We parted ways earlier this morning from his apartment. He got in his car. I got in mine. He drove off like he was going to the airport. Fast forward to an hour ago, I pick up a girl at the airport. She puts the apartment complex in the GPS. She said she's here to visit her boyfriend, and she's so excited. She hasn't seen him in forever, blah, blah, blah. I'm relating, like, yeah, my man just left out of town. She puts the apartment complex address, not the actual apartment number. We get in the car, we're just riding. She's telling me about herself. I let her help herself to my damn water in my back seat. Anyways, fast forward to us pulling up to the gate at the apartment complex. I'm like, my boyfriend lives out here. She's getting the apartment building number while I'm saying this via text. I drive to the gate that's open, even though it's an exit. She's like, okay, I got the number. At this point, I'm like, okay, we're counting the building numbers down as we're riding through the buildings. My stomach starts to drop as we get closer to a familiar building and I see his car outside. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm like,
that's a gift.
Girl, I was burning up inside when she said, I think this is right here. This is his car. His ass come outside the house, ready to assist with luggage. And the devil rose up out of me like you dead ass right now.
Sick mama. That's a sick mama.
Oh my God. There's more to it. If you Google this, there's way more details to the story. The side girl ended up getting into a brawl with her, trying to defend his honor. Then he tried separating
you
them.
You can't be mad at the woman.
And then the best part is that in the middle of all of this, the side girl left all her luggage in the trunk of the Uber car. So she sped off with all of her shit and then was like taking pictures of herself in the sunglasses and then found like a bunch of tampons in the suitcase and was giving him shit for his side girl being on her cycle while she was. Anyway, it was so priceless.
But if the side girl didn't know her man had another woman, you gotta just be mad at the man.
I know, really.
But if the side girl knew, then that bitch needs to, you know.
Hoes before bros.
I mean, it's a tricky one because I've been in. I was just talking about this earlier. Right. I had a guy who was like, I would say, openly flirting with me for months. We had long personal chats, discussions, that kind of thing. And it wasn't until it was pretty mild. It was actually pretty subtle, but still very long, drawn out conversations. Never once mentioned, we talked about dating. Never once mentioned, oh yeah, I'm seeing somebody or I'm dating somebody. Not once. And I found out on Valentine's Day when he posted a picture of her, I didn't even look. I wasn't even looking for it. It just showed up on my Instagram and I'm like, God damn it. I was so mad. I wasn't mad at her. I was mad at him. I was like, what kind of loser are you? You don't mention this person ever? Like, it's been going on for months from what I can tell. And I'm like, I think in his case, he just wanted the attention. He just liked the attention. It's like, dude, I'm old, jaded, and bitter. I just, you know, I get positive attention from a dude that seems like a decent person. I'm like, oh! Instead of a 25-year-old who's like, hey, cougar lady. Hey, cougar lady. Hey, speaking of cougar ladies.
Sadie's here.
I'm a cougar and a jaguar.
Bitch. No, I don't want to be a freaking cougar. But the only men
really
who hit on me
cougar.
Are like 25 or married.
Seven years younger. Why? My piece of luggage.
That's not a cougar. You're not a cougar.
I'm not a cougar. I used to be a cougar. I was good at cougaring.
You're not a cougar anymore?
No. Because he's only 7 years younger.
Same age.
Yeah.
The older you get to, the less it matters. Like, is anybody really going to be like, oh, look at that 49-year-old with the 38-year-old? Nobody cares. At that point,
right. It's
like, come on, nobody cares. It's like when you're 20 with a 35-year-old, it's like, oh, But when you're like...
I remember in high school just being a sophomore with a senior.
Yeah, that's
right.
A bigger deal.
Yeah.
The older you get, the less it matters. Nobody cares. Like, once you're past 35,
yeah, like,
I think...
I took a 25-year-old to prom, and that was like... scandalous.
I just think that anybody...
Yeah.
What, nobody says of a person who is over the age of 35, that kid, unless they're like 80, okay? So like, nobody's like... But he's such a young thing at 38. You know, I mean, that's an adult. So I'm like, 35 and up, it's fair game. I don't care who you're dating, it's fair game. But
I can't fuck anyone under 30.
I can't either. I can't
think
about it.
It's
too weird. I want to vomit. I'll say that loud.
Absolutely.
Plus, I don't feel like, honestly,
oh.
If I went out, if I like stepped out a night on the town with like a 22-year-old man, I wouldn't be like, look at my piece. I'd be like, I'm embarrassing.
Because
a guy would probably say or do something really stupid, and I'd be like, I don't know.
You don't have the cougar mentality.
He's tall and skinny.
No,
tall and skinny. I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, it would be like, I think it's because men and women mature
Tim?
Differently. Which one was that?
Tim O'Neill.
You had...
17 years.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
I dated a human jungle gym.
I remember, yeah.
He was a tall drink of
farm
boy.
I did not remember how much younger than you. Oh, my God.
17 years.
Oh, my God.
He didn't know. I mean, he found out, but he thought I was...
Younger?
Yeah, much.
They all think we're younger, though, because we got magic powers.
But he's like... We fucked a lot, baked goods were made, and, but please don't talk.
Sounds like heaven.
Please don't open your mouth, don't talk to me.
There's one guy that I know, that I work with, and I work with a bunch of young guys, so I can't reveal too much about it, but he's like 24, 25, and he always chats with me. I cannot have a conversation with him. He's always like, hey, and I'm like, hey, and that's a, you know,
well,
you look good.
You couldn't talk to him because...
You know, it's just like there's nothing there.
Farm boy from Ohio. He would say things like, yeah, I just met this nice Oriental lady in the grocery store. And I'd go, what?
You don't call them that.
And he didn't understand.
It's the wrong
thing.
You call them spics. Oh, I'm kidding. That would be being sarcastic. No one freak out. That would actually be an ethnic slur for a different ethnicity. I'm just trying. I'm purposely being politically incorrect there.
Yes.
A joke. I'm a kraut, by the way. So
but when you can't talk to someone
kraut.
After coitus,
yeah,
it's a little
awkward.
Yeah.
Anticlimactic.
I find them crazy. Like I had a 24-year-old. Comedian who one night just decided he wanted to tap and run, and of course he's texting me at like 3 a.m. and I'm like saying back to him, it's 3 a.m. and he's like, yeah, but you're up. And I'm like,
barely.
And the thing that was funny about his text is instead of it being like,
I want to
tap
that,
it was all like, Juliet, you don't understand how deep I am. I've been through a lot in my life. And I'm like, just shut up.
At 3 in the morning?
At 3 a.m. Everything
I'm
he said
sorry.
Me.
I have a lot of prep that I like to do before the mating ritual.
It was just too
and
much.
That's not nearly enough notice.
It was just, it was a bunch of heavy-handed, super dramatic texts that were all about him. And I said something like, dude, age does matter to me, and you're way too young. And he's like, you don't understand. And then he just, it was all about him. Everything he said to me was about him and about how deep he was.
Where did you find this guy?
I met him at a show. He's very funny, but I just had no interest in him otherwise. So it's just like, and I told him that within 5 minutes of meeting him. I think that's my new dating plan.
She gets
plan.
A lot of dick pics.
Because
yeah,
I do. I'm the magnet.
Like nice dicks.
I've had some nice dicks. What?
Do you have it on your phone right now?
No, I took it off my phone. But I used to have it on my phone with a separate password. But, so, you know, not accidentally found. And I'd show it off at parties. Because we'd be like, dick pic collection, who wants to see it? And people would be like, me! And, like, all the gay men would be like, I want to see your dick pics. And I'd be like, go for it. And then here's some dude thinking, I'm going to send you this really hot photo of my dick. And then I'm like, gay boys, you know, and they're like, woo. But yeah, it's like, weirdly attract super, super, super young men. But I think the theory...
That's why you have so many dick pics.
Yeah, because they don't know any better. But I with the young ones, I tell them within like seconds of meeting them, like when they're like, hey, and I'm like, how old are you? And they're like, I'm like, were you born in the 80s or 90s? And they're like, 90s. And I'm like, 70s. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, yeah. 70s. And then I just go, dude, you're too young. Knock it off. And then that, like, it's like, by me being like, back the fuck off, it's like a mating ritual. They just like, I want her even more. So now maybe what I've been doing wrong with guys my age is that I actually like act interested in them nice. Maybe I should just be like, get away from me. I hate you all. And be like, oh, I must have her.
Pull Clooney goth girl out of your back.
Maybe I should just be an asshole all the time. I just walk up to every man I meet, get away from me. I fucking hate you. And be like,
it's like grade school all over again.
Yeah, like I have to be that. Like I can't be nice anymore. I just have
maybe,
to be a total
maybe
asshole.
Maybe punch them a little.
Punch. I see that. There's a guy... Another guy I work with who I just relentlessly tease. But it's because he's a hipster who won't admit that he's a hipster.
Excellent.
He's not listening to the show. I don't care. He won't listen to the show. I don't care. No one's going to figure out who I'm talking about. He's one of the guys I work with. It's like, and he's too young for me. He's 31. Will he listen to this program? Who knows? But no. He's a 31-year-old hipster who he owns taxidermy, wears flannel every freaking day, skinny jeans, looks like he needed to eat like 10 years ago. He's so freaking thin.
I love taxidermy.
Yeah, and then he's got like this little, wears one of those goofy little like stocking caps, right?
What?
Yeah, he built a shed in his backyard that he calls his art shed and has his art supplies. And he has a freaking
That's
tiny
hot.
House in his backyard.
Yes.
He has a taxidermy, right? He hand built it. And he's like, I'm not a hipster, Julia. How dare you call me a hipster? I'm like, just stop it. Stop it. And he calls me crazy cat lady. I'm like, that's a call me blonde. What do you want from me? Anyway, that's one of the guys I work with. And I give him nothing but shit all the time. Because I have to. I have to. It's like I can't. I wrote a song about him. I made a flyer for his fake band called Art Shed. See, he's not listening. I feel perfectly comfortable.
This
know?
Will be the one time that he decides.
And he'll be like, oh my God, she's talking about me on a radio show. I didn't say his name, did I? But,
you yep. know who is also not listening?
Yeah.
My guys with Down
syndrome. Oh my God. Jesus
Christ. All right, Finn, you want to tell the joke?
Some appeal works with people with Down syndrome.
Yeah, let's just practice that.
I, if we're talking about being inappropriate and touching and unwanted advances, these guys that I work with, their hormones are raging.
Now they're adult males.
Yes.
And they have Down syndrome.
And autism.
Okay.
And everything mm-hmm. else. Schizophrenia. They
a
have,
medley.
Yes, a medley. But some of them will look at me with crossed eyes, drool coming down, and like tell me how sexy I am. And I'm just like, ugh. Like I shake it off because I don't want to be a sexual object to these guys. Not that they don't deserve sexual
but
objects.
But not from you. They should, you
not
should be that
me.
Anyway, because
no.
that's not your job.
Well, you're also in a very maternal position.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That adds, that really is
I've
where the creep factor
I've
comes
seen
through.
You with them.
Yeah, you have.
You're kind of like their leader. You don't need to be going, look at my, look at me.
But there's
and
one
do,
guy in particular.
Do you do dance therapy with them as well? Is it these the same people?
They're the same people, but it's not dance
so they
therapy.
They see
you
like
it's
in leotards. And...
Oh my goodness. No, I wear... Like,
she gets in her
I'm
storm costume.
I'm not saying
costume.
You're asking for it.
Actually,
she gets in her storm costume.
I'm just putting myself in their position.
She gets in her storm costume and does her storm act. Kidding,
you're
kidding.
If I show a little leg, what are you
going to
do?
Do you
no,
ever
you
bring
do your, you get your Abraham
would
Lincoln
you ever
costume,
show them, like,
just
your creature in a Black Lagoon piece? Or?
No. I showed him one picture, and it was my Pennywise.
Oh, your clown.
And they were like, that's scary. We don't like that.
It's Stevie King.
And I went, okay.
You could have done your Abe Lincoln just to really mess with them.
So I did this at my work when I first started because I love Halloween. So one day I came in dressed as a man, and I just started walking around introducing myself as my own cousin.
And a lot of them were like,
hey, cousin of this lady that works with us, how are you?
What was his name?
Bruce Jackson.
You were Bruce Jackson.
So they
that
still
sounds like a 70s porn star.
Right. So they still ask about Bruce Jackson, but it was funny because one young woman,
oh my God,
she was like, I know who you are. Take off that mustache and stop acting so stupid. And I'm like, whatever do you mean? I am Bruce Jackson. Let me go get my cousin.
If you've never seen Femme Appeal dressed as a man, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Because Femme Appeal can pull off. She did Abraham Lincoln, people. Abraham Lincoln.
I booked her in the
upcoming. I'm doing Blade for your show.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes.
I'm hosting a Trump Dump Boylesque edition.
You've done
May 22nd at the Slipper Room, 10 p.m. You will get to see Femme Appeal and all of her drag king glory, and you'll get to see Chernobyl.
Ooh!
Rocking. Also drag king, I think.
You know,
yeah, you'll
can
be
I just add that
drag king out, right?
May 22nd.
Boylesque.
Is May 22nd, which I'm going to say it again for everybody to hear, Boylesque. May 21st is AIDS Walk New York.
Okay.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a part of a huge, the largest walkathon in the world with celebrities. What?
Dang it.
That's right. Celebrities.
Rosie Perez,
RuPaul, and
yes.
Madonna has been there before. I don't know who's coming this year, but.
Okay.
What's your joke, though, Femme Appeal?
What is your joke?
I'm still working on the joke because it is offensive.
Right.
And I'm not sure how much info to add, but my whole thing is, let's say one day I get sexually assaulted, or nope, people are going to tear my head off. Not sexually assaulted, but inappropriate
interfered with?
Yes. And then I go to the cops and they go, can you describe the perpetrator? And I say, yes. I'm having flashbacks. I'm sweating. It's all so scary. He was 5'4", his eyes were crossed, he was short, he had Down syndrome.
Inappropriate jokes. I love it.
Yes.
Well. And I mean, this must happen in life. Somebody must get out of line, right?
Of course, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
People get out of fucking day.
With Down syndrome, though.
Oh.
If they're like honk honk?
Well,
I've always said
there's one in every bunch.
Every bunch of anything.
Doesn't matter.
Chernobyl. What? I'm looking at you.
I am the one in the bunch.
You're the one in the bunch right now. You could just.
You mean you're the pussy grabber of your community?
Yeah.
Even though he's gay.
With that scruff, of course.
Boys can have pussies too.
True.
yes, that's true.
True. I have one. I only have one.
You're not a boy.
I know.
I just have one. It's boring.
I have two.
What?
Coming and going. Double the fun. What?
I wish. I
like to call it my downstairs mouth.
Oh my God. Mike doesn't know what's going on anymore. Mike's just gotten so bored. It's like, something's supposed to happen here, right? I'm like, nah.
It's Patriot talk. I'm making jokes.
The only people who I just want to turn to it and go, I'm sorry, man. The only people that want to, tap it are, children or they're married. So, I don't know. Just zip it up because it's no, I'm not, anyway. I have another plague. I get dick pics and I get the sad, inappropriate email. One night I'm on the phone with my sister. My sister calls me constantly. She'll be like, Jilly, pick up the phone, right? And I'm talking on the phone with my sister and I go, oh my God, I just got this totally pathetic email from one of my married friends and it's like gross. And it's like totally this guy like trying to hit on me without like overtly hitting on me, you know, like being inappropriate. I'm like, I'm just gonna ignore it. I just delete it, right? I'm like, if I see this person, I'll just be like, what? Email? I don't know. Just like, don't feed this. Just blatantly ignore it. And even if he brings it up,
don't feed the troll.
Shut it down.
Act like an idiot. Just act like you didn't
shut
get
it.
And then if he's like, oh, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? So that night, I'm on the phone with my sister, and I got three in one night from three totally different men who, like, all at the same time, the universe told them, I'm going to email a sad, inappropriate thing to my constantly single friend Juliet. So they were all along the lines of like, wow, these are married men. Wow, you're really pretty, and I just think you're really hot, and we should go drinking. We should be drinking buddies. Delete. Like,
aww.
I'll tell your wife that you wrote that. You know, wasn't anything that would like get them divorced, but just not something you send to somebody. You know, if you're married, you just don't do that. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, if I was, what, like, my other favorite one is, I get this one sometimes. If I wasn't married, I'd be, like, really into you. I'm like, I don't freaking care. You are married. Like,
right.
If I wasn't white, I'd be black. I mean, what does that mean? Like, <"What?" laughs> what does that fucking mean? You are married, so don't
oh
really
God.
Care. Oh, I got this one once, too. I seem to be a backup plan for a bunch of men. Because I can't tell you how many times this has happened. Several. A guy I know will be with somebody like in a long-term relationship or married, and then they break up, and like way too soon after the breakup. And these are guys that I was just kind of like friendly with because they were like dating my friend. You're just like, oh hey, how you doing? Like, I remember.
Well, I think in that case though, they've been thinking about you for a while.
Yeah, but it's gross. It's like within a week or something. You know, like. Especially when it's a divorce.
I mean, they're feeling that life's too short. They got to.
I don't need it.
Carpe
but
diem.
They'll do this. One guy, there was, I can't say, but he was married to a friend of mine. And I was always friendly with him, but I had no attraction to him. I was just friendly to him because he's like my friend's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they had split, and they were only split for maybe 2 months, like very, like soon. And he called me up and he's like, Juliet, I knew you'd totally go out with me if I was single. But now I am. But now I don't live in New York anymore. But I knew you totally would have gone out with me, right? And I'm like, no.
Was he a navel gazer?
Like self-obsessed.
Yeah,
a little bit,
is that
I guess.
Like navel gazing?
Yeah, a little bit. Navel gazing is when you're just,
stone.
Everything's about you.
Let's raise a glass.
Oh, I don't have a glass.
To navel gazing?
Yes, let's.
I'm going to raise a phone.
Yes, here's to dick pics and navel gazers everywhere.
Dick pics.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us an endless stream of material.
Oh.
Yes. And like,
yes. And
yeah.
thank you guys for being
what a
here.
Crochet
it's people. An intense honor.
So check out the slipper room May 22nd.
May 22nd.
Yes.
Day after the AIDS bomb.
Wanna set the world on fire? That is my one mad desire. I'm a devil in disguise. Got murder in my eyes. Now I could see blood running through the street. Laying dead right at my feet. just look what a hole I'm in. Give me gunpowder, give me dynamite. Give me gunpowder, give me dynamite. Yeah, I'd wreck the city, wanna blow it up tonight. I took my Winchester down off the shelf. I took my Winchester down off the shelf. When I get through shooting, won't be nobody left. Just as usual. Let me think. Mr. Rabbit, have you seen Dinah, my cat? She was at the edge of this hole.
Have fallen slow.
were six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black, I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang.